And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, your community radio station. And joining me in the studio is Patrick Williams with Sitka Community Hospital's Injury Prevention Program and a very special guest, Makai Saleen. Welcome to Morning Edition, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Makai, you are 11 years old, going into sixth grade, mm-hmm. and you are a swimmer. Can you tell me about how long you've been swimming?
I've been swimming pretty much my whole life. It's really fun, and I just love doing it.
Now, Patrick is one of your coaches, right?
Yes.
And you get up around 5 or so every morning, and you go to swimming practice. You're pretty dedicated.
Yeah.
Well, you're here to talk about living a fit and active lifestyle for a Live Fit Month at Sitka Community Hospital. Why are you the spokesperson here? Why do you think you were chosen?
Well, I guess I exercise a lot, and Patrick says I'm a beast.
Patrick, why is Makai a beast?
Well, he's always there at practice, and he's always, you know, doing good things for the coaches. Me and Suha love to have him on the pool deck. He's a great role model to other kids. He's safe. He does the safe things in regards to injury prevention. And he just exercises all the time, and he always has a smile on his face. So that's the reason I invited him, and he's just a good kid. So overall, it was a good pick, I think.
Makai, do you do any other sort of physical exercise in addition to swimming?
Well, I run, and I used to play baseball, and I do a lot of stuff, of sports and stuff.
And, you know, it takes a lot of dedication to do swimming the way you do, getting up early every morning and making that part of your routine, especially for somebody so young. What is it about swimming and what is it about exercise that really draws you?
Well, it's just something really clicks when I'm exercising, and it just feels really good. And I'm glad, like, to be fit and everything when I'm exercising. And, yeah.
What do your friends think?
Well, most, they all exercise too, and, I don't know what they think,
But they support you?
Yeah, they do.
So it sounds like you sort of have this sort of exercise culture among your friends. Do you think that's important to just sort of create this culture around exercise, this agreement among people that exercise is a good thing?
Yeah, definitely.
Does that help you continue swimming, knowing you're not alone?
Yeah.
Well, Patrick, tell us about Live Fit Month and the message you're trying to communicate.
Well, August is Live Fit Month, and this is for the Injury Prevention Program. And each month I pick a different topic, and I try to go on the radio each month and talk about each topic. Last month was eye injury prevention. But this month, since school's starting back, I wanted to talk about fitness and how it's essential to start an exercise program as a habit in your lifestyle. I started it at a young age, and it's reaped so many different things for me. Makai started it at a young age. We have all these different kids that start exercising, and you know, you feel better about, you know, the whole day, and you get a lot more done. It's just great for you. There's so many benefits. You can control your weight, reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease, reduce type 2 diabetes, and the list goes on and on. It's just an awesome way to be active and to get all these benefits from it.
And Makai, what are some of the benefits for you? You said you feel good when you exercise, and that you make exercise a priority in your life. What else can people gain from exercising, in your opinion?
Well, it helps your heart, and it builds muscle and all kinds of stuff. It's really good for your body, like your lungs and all kinds of stuff.
So you have a message for kids about exercise?
Yes.
Go out and exercise. Well, you also have some specific recommendations for exercising, Patrick. What are those?
Well, I have a lot of, actually, recommendations. There's 4 different things you should do, and Makai can chime in on this because Suha designs our workouts to incorporate each different category of exercise.
And Suha, Makai's your other coach, right?
Yes.
And is he sort of your inspiration? Sorry to interrupt
here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you talk about what was inspiring for you about Suha and his message?
Well, he has this way of saying things that they come out louder and more important. Like, seems like I can't really explain it. It's just when he says it, it seems like it's kind of like it means more, because he puts like his own like language and stuff into it, and it's really moving.
Well, yeah, we're going to take a little detour here because I think from talking with you before this interview that meeting Suha is what really sort of helped you commit to swimming. About how old were you?
I was in third grade.
Okay.
Like third grade. 8 or 9.
And tell me about meeting Suha and then deciding that you want to commit to swimming.
Well, I was just thinking like, wow, I really like these workouts. They're lots of fun. So I just wanted to keep on doing them, and then here we are.
So it seems from what you're saying that maybe seeing exercise as fun is pretty key to integrating exercise into your life for kids and for adults, right, mm-hmm. Patrick?
Definitely. Exercise is always supposed to be fun, and you know, there's no reason you can't get out and have fun and play while you're doing it. It's just a great way to incorporate it into your lifestyle, and I think Suha does it really well with the kids, and you know, if 8 and 9-year-olds want to do it, you know, I want to do it too. It's a lot of fun.
So back to specific recommendations for exercising.
Yeah. There's four categories. There's aerobic, which means with air, and that's low intensity for long periods of time. That would be going out for a long walk or a long jog. I guess your job could be part of it. But aerobic, low intensity for long periods of time. It's 3 times a week. Anaerobic exercise, which is without air. It's high intensity. This triggers lactic acid formation, and you're supposed to do that 2 to 3 times a week. Flexibility, you're always supposed to stretch, and then muscular strength. This is up to 3 times a week. This could be lifting weights, doing pull-ups, push-ups, different things like that. And the cool thing about swimming is you kind of get all these in one, and a lot of different workouts incorporate each different thing. So Makai gets to do all these different things when he comes to the pool, so he gets all the benefits of working out in one solid 2-hour session.
What about for folks who are just thinking about starting to incorporate exercise into their lives or the lives of their children? What should they know? What should they be thinking about?
Well, for children 6 to 17 years old, you know, playing every day is the big thing. And Ryan Kaufman does a really good job of that program at the school system, get out and play every day. If they're outside 30 minutes a day, they recommend 60. 30 minutes is minimum. Doing different things. They want you to incorporate muscle strength, bone strengthening into their daily routine. But jumping rope, riding a bike, running for children is awesome. Older adults and adults should be getting 2.5 hours a week of some kind of exercise. And this could be at the gym or walking outside, going on a jog, anything that, you know, really helps you move forward. And then muscle strengthening 2 times a week. So go to the Hames Center and different places like that to get kind of a weight workout in. You can always use bands and different things like that. And there's all kinds of stuff online. The CDC's website is amazing. You can go on there and it gives you all these specific guidelines and information on how and what to do on a daily basis. So it's really neat.
You know, it's really interesting to me that, you know, in the past we all would have just lived naturally, mm-hmm. very physically active lives. You know, but in this modern age, we're so often confined to the chair and don't get very much movement. And so we have to really be intentional about our exercise and how we go about doing it. It can seem really overwhelming for for many people to mm-hmm. figure out when are they going to find time to do this.
And I work in an office all day. And, you know, since after I graduated college, I've noticed that, you know, I have to do something in the morning and the afternoon because I'm sitting all day. And if I do something in the morning, my day goes so much better. You know, you release those endorphins. You feel much better. You know, you get out and walk in the morning. You go for a run. Do something to get your metabolism going. And it just makes your day overall better. But like you said, a long time ago, we really were exercising in the jobs that we were doing. But nowadays, when we have a lot more computerized material, it's a lot harder to have fitness as a part of your daily lifestyle. But it is possible.
Well, we're just about out of time. Patrick, how can people reach you if they want to learn more?
My number is 747-0349, and this is the Sitka Community Hospital Injury Prevention Program.
And Makai, any parting words or anything you'd like to share?
Injury prevention.
At Sitka Community Hospital.
Creating a healthier tomorrow today.
Wonderful. Cool. Thank you both Thanks. So much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Makai Saleen. He is an 11-year-old who is a dedicated swimmer and health advocate, and Patrick Williams with Sitka Community Hospital's Injury Prevention Program.